Hello and welcome to Psychology in Seattle. I'm your host, Kirk Honda, licensed therapist.
I'm Mandy, Kirk's cousin.
And I'm Humberto Castaneda. I am a tour guide at the Fiscal Cliff.
How do you guide that tour?
You got to be careful because it's a long way down.
I thought we avoided the cliff by raising the taxes slightly for the rich.
We did? Am I out of a job?
Yeah. Our new website is up and running, so please visit psychologyinseattle.com to check it out. We have a new outtakes video on our homepage, so check that out if you like. And of course, please visit our support us page, particularly the donate us. Donate to us. Hey, button. Please donate to us. We're far below our pledge drive amount of $2,000 to reimburse for the various costs that we've incurred as a result of producing this podcast. So please go there and donate. You can send emails to contact@psychologyinseattle.com. That's contact@psychologyinseattle.com. We always love hearing from our listeners. You can like us on Facebook. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can review us on iTunes. That'd be nice of you. Today's music is provided, as always, or as always recently, by Bread Knife Incident, whose music is also available on iTunes. And you can support us by telling friends about us, particularly if they're in the field. And feel free to email us if you want to be a guest on the show or you have something you'd like to share with our listeners. For instance, a dude from the UK is interviewing me this Friday. He emailed me and...
He's from the UK?
He's in the UK. He's a psychology student.
Oh, wow. How are you going to understand each other?
I don't know. That's yeah, crazy. He's going to be like, I have to go to the loo, and I'm going to be like, what are you saying?
He'll talk about your fanny pack, and then he'll be a little confused.
Oh, I found out there's another word that they have that's really naughty. That you would never use. Was it you that was telling me?
Me?
Someone who was telling me like some word that, oh, dick. Like spotted dick is a is some sort of meal out there.
Right? It's food.
Right. And a fag is a cigarette.
Spotted dick is a dessert, I think.
Oh, I want to spot a dick.
No. No? Spotted, like your wiener has spots on it. It's a spotted dick.
But it sounds like it's a dessert.
Have you had spotted dick? You've been to England before, right?
I have been to England before.
And you've had a lot of spotted dick?
Wait, I want to clear up the kind of wiener I might... I mean, it's not wiener. I mean, why are we talking about this?
Everyone's a wiener, baby.
You're not asking for like, oh, I'll just have a spotted tea or a spotted dick. No, it's spotted dick.
And did you have some?
No.
Okay.
I think it comes in a can.
So yeah. Speaking
like a Heinz can.
Yeah.
Let me do some quick Googling. I got to know.
Yeah.
Just a second.
Speaking of liking anything on Facebook, like a friend of mine, his father died, and he put up, my father died, he's now with my mom, and a few people liked the notice. Like?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
He didn't like that.
I agree. When people post sad things...
You should comment.
Yeah.
Or I say nothing.
I know what they mean. I know they're trying to offer support, but it looks so terrible.
No.
My father just passed away. Two likes.
I think people know what they mean.
I know what they mean, but it's the wrong...
I agree.
We're lacking a tool.
Yeah, there should be another button like...
Support.
Basically,
or high five.
I want to give the love you.
Oh, there should be a love you button.
Or like I'm here for you, buddy button.
Yes.
But that's kind of long.
But the thumbs up.
Because I don't want to type that out. I don't want to go actually talk to the person. I just want to click a button and move on.
I would like to point out, like, it should just be a little fist, like a little, like, pound it.
Oh.
I'm here for you, buddy. Right. And you'd be like, thanks. Or hug. Is there a hug button?
Yeah.
Like, e-hug.
The like is a thumbs up, and then the pound is a fist. All right. So what's a spotted dick?
Spotted dick is a British steamed suet pudding.
Pudding.
That sounds worse than what I thought it was.
Containing dried fruit, commonly served with custard. Let's look at this picture. Ooh.
So, is it looks spotted?
It looks spotted because that's the fruit.
You see this picture?
And it's called spotted dick.
Steamed suet pudding. What the fuck is suet?
That's weird.
Oh my god. Suet is raw beef or mutton fat. I'm sorry. Pudding? Steamed mutton fat pudding on custard? What? Can you take a side note, just a couple minutes, when you're talking to this guy in the UK and ask him...
About spotted dick?
Yeah.
Can you say that with an English accent?
What a lovely...
you're Italian!
God!
pardon me. Is that grape poupon on your shoe?
Can you say in SSV, I would like some spotted dick, but say spotted dick in English.
All right, so... Te gustaría un poquito de spatatic.
Ooh, I want some.
All right. I have a story to tell you guys. All right, you ready?
Okay.
This is spatatic.
My... What is that from?
Yeah, this is Spartacus.
Oh.
No, this is Sparta.
All right, this is Sparta, right?
All right.
It's terrible.
My massage therapist told me a story recently. My massage therapist arrived for her first appointment with her new therapist.
Oh.
And her therapist was late, 5 minutes late. When the session began, the therapist asked, "Any trouble finding my office?" And the client, my massage therapist, responded, "No, it's close to my husband's work, so it wasn't difficult to find at all." 2 minutes later, the therapist asks again, "Any trouble finding my office?" The therapist seemed to have forgotten that she'd asked the question just a couple minutes earlier. And the client, my massage therapist, responded with annoyance this time, "No, it's close to my husband's work, so it wasn't difficult to find at all." And the therapist didn't seem to remember that they'd been through this routine before. And I think she even asked her again later
on. Who's on first or something?
I don't know. So clearly the therapist was not paying attention or wasn't allocating the brain power to pay attention or something. Mm-hmm. And that's like fundamental therapist action, which is to listen to the client.
Wait, start over. I don't know what you just said.
Exactly. You're not a therapist. then the therapist's dog jumps up on the couch with the client, starts licking the client, bothering the client. The client asks the therapist to do something about the dog because it was very distracting. And the therapist merely said, "Oh, stop bothering her. Stop." The dog continued to bother the client throughout the session. So my massage therapist is telling me this, and I was, you know, disgusted, and I thought, man, this person, who would ever do this? How, you know, this has got to be an anomaly. But I felt embarrassed for my profession, honestly, and I gave a referral to a therapist that I'm actually supervising that I know who would never do any of these things. So then I emailed this story to my supervisees as a reminder to not do these things. And one of my supervisees told me she recently had a therapist who showed up late to the first six sessions. The first six sessions, the therapist was late every single session. And then another supervisee of mine told me that she once had a therapist who also had an annoying dog in the session that would bother her. So I thought I should make a podcast titled "Obvious Shit Therapists Shouldn't Do."
Hey, deserving listeners, this is an old episode that we have re-released as a patron-exclusive episode. So if you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. Patrons get access to all the premium episodes on the Patreon page and on their phone podcast application, or app, as they call them. When you become a patron, we'll let you know how to access the premium feed on your phone. And remember that 20% of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support.